Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts? Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast. This is episode 29. My name is Emily Chadbourne, and this particular episode was recorded live over in my free Facebook group, That Crazy Thing Called Life. You can become a member if you're not already by just heading to the link in the show notes. Hello, That Crazy Thing Called Life. Emily here. Take two on this video, but we're here anyway. So for those of you who have been following along over on Instagram, and if you're not following me on Instagram with my funny Insta stories, I suggest you do because, apparently they're hilarious. Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife. So for those of you who have been following my podcasting journey, you will know that recently I've found it to be quite a clunky experience. I was never really sure what I wanted to do with the Unashamedly Human podcast, I don't think, and I felt like it wasn't really my medium. I felt like my preferred way to deliver content is through video. And so I was feeling quite stuck and uninspired when I came to the podcast, and I was kind of sharing this experience through my Insta stories the other day. And thank you to everybody who messaged me and DM'd me and PM'd me and emailed me, and they were like, we love the podcast, it's great, and that it's really lovely. But for me, it's not even necessarily about needing feedback about the podcast, it's how can I be passionate about producing content through the medium of podcasting. And then someone actually turned around and said, well, why don't you just hit record on the microphone when you do your little life lessons in That Crazy Thing Called Life? And to be honest, I've actually done that before and it worked really well, and I don't know why I didn't persevere with that. I think I thought maybe it sounded, you know, it needed to be more professional and it needed to be more edited than just me like waffling away on these lives. And then I was like, well, maybe it doesn't actually. Maybe it doesn't need to be perfect and edited. And maybe it is okay that I'm shouting out people. So hello, Jody, how are you doing? Hi, Jixie. Hi, Megan. Hi, Beck. Maybe that's okay that people are hearing that while they're listening to the podcast. Maybe I'll just do it my own way, which is realistically what Unashamedly Human stands for. And then something else happened, which was that I was running a live webinar. So for my Unashamedly Human clients, Unashamedly Human is the 12-week course that I run. And every fortnight we have a webinar, every fortnight we have another live video chat. And last Monday, I was running one of these webinars for my Unashamedly Human clients. And we were talking about stories, the stories that we have been taught to believe about ourselves or about the world, the stories that we make up in our own mind, and how these stories change the way that we see the world. So through the Unashamedly Human course, what I'm teaching women to do is to better manage their mind so that they can have more emotional resilience, so that they can take different actions, so that they can manifest different results for themselves. One of the things that keeps people from taking action is the stories that we do and do not tell about ourselves, to ourselves. And I was explaining to these women on this live webinar about the story that I was telling myself about podcasting and the language that I was using around, talking about the Unashamedly Human podcast and the recording of it. And as I was talking to these women, all of a sudden, this memory drops into my brain, into my consciousness, And it kind of just made perfect sense why I've been really sort of procrastinating or feeling not quite as passionate as I should about podcasting. And the story was that it is easy, it is better for me not to try than it is to fail. And this belief system, this thought, this story has followed me around my whole life. And it comes from having two older sisters and always feeling like I am in competition with them or trying to catch up with them or not quite doing as well as them because they were so much older than me. And so I developed a defense mechanism around this quite early on, which was if I'm not even in the competition, then I can't fail the competition. And so I kind of like developed this belief that it's easier not to try than it is to fail. And that was what led me to waiting tables at the age of 34 years old for $20 an hour, because I only did the things that I knew that I was already going to be good at. I didn't want to try because my perception of what failure was that it was rejection, it was a lack of love, it was a feeling of isolation, disconnection from my tribe. So I just wanted to fit in my whole life. I just wanted to fit in. And that overwhelming desire to be with the pack, to keep up, to be one of the cool kids, to only succeed in life meant that I never really took a step forward. I never took any chances. I never took any risks. I played the safe game. And so all of a sudden, as I was talking to my clients, I was like, oh my God, I actually thought I'd dealt with this belief. I thought I'd dealt with this story. I thought I'd, really done so much work around it. And I could feel that it was rising again in how I was being with my podcast. I could feel that the sense of like other people have podcasts and they're doing really well with them, and mine aren't really being shared that much, and they're not getting that much traction, and are people even listening to them, and I don't really even get much feedback on them. And if I'm not going to be in the top fucking 2% of podcasters in Australia, where's the point? That means I'm failing. I'll just get out now. And so this huge story around comparison and around failure, and it was so bizarre because the moment I found it in my brain, the moment I uncovered the story that I was telling myself, which was putting up this real resistance to recording podcast episodes, I was like, oh, hang on a minute. Well, that's not a true story. That's a story that I made up in my childhood to try and protect myself from feeling like I wasn't good enough. And that has no place. It doesn't serve me in my adult life. And it certainly doesn't serve the people that I want to help with this podcast episode. Because while I'm wound up in my own fear, while I'm convincing myself of this story, I'm not producing content for someone who maybe really needs to hear it. So who the fuck do I think I am? And it was a real light bulb moment for me. And then somebody else beautifully and wonderfully just said, well, just record what you do in live video because that is where you express yourself best. So just capture that. And so I woke up this morning and I was like, all right, number one, I'm not in competition with anyone but me. And the moment I put myself in competition with somebody, I am now taking on somebody else's business, which is not mine. I am involving myself in somebody else's life or somebody else's progress or somebody else's business, and it's just not mine to have. The only person that I am allowed really to delve into my own business is mine. Oh, I didn't say that very well at all, did I? Oh, there we are. Just tell you exactly what just happened then. In my head, just then, I turned around to myself and I said, you fucked that up. Stop that podcast recording immediately because you can erase that failure. You can erase that fuck up that you just said then. Whereas with live video, I can't do that. I can't just pause the video and go back and edit it. I just have to kind of like, blah, 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 like style on through. And I think that's why people love watching me on live video because you see me fuck up time and time and time again. And I just keep showing up time and time again because that's what life is about. That's what being unashamedly human is all about. And I think with the podcast, whenever I felt like I was a failure, I saw an opportunity because I can just press stop and edit. I just saw an opportunity to jump out from it and like, oh my God, I can't have anyone. I've got a strategy that I can use through the editing suite that means that people cannot see my fuck ups. But actually that's what I stand for, right? Is fucking it up. Anyway, just thought I'd share that little nugget of neurology there for you. A nugget of neurology. Oh, that's quite cute. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. So the only person whose business is my business is my business. That is it. It's nobody else's business, my business. But also, I do not have the right to worry about anybody else's business either. And so the moment I put myself in competition with other podcasters, I'm involving myself in somebody else's business. And that is a complete waste of my time and my energy. And it holds me back from creating content and from creating podcast episodes. So here we are, Unashamedly Human, the podcast, and that crazy thing called life, the Facebook group. And I'm just going to merge these two beauties together and just deliver content on as many platforms as I can for as many people who want to hear it. So if you are loving it, share it. If you're not loving it, all good. If you feel the need to feed back to me with kindness and clarity and you're going to do that constructively, please do. If it's just not your vibe, then don't bother. Just go and listen to a different podcast. Okay, so today I want to talk about being in other people's business, because one of the things that I see over and over and over again is that blocks people, from manifesting their desires or from taking different action or from finding the time and the energy and the clarity and the vision and the motivation and inspiration to go for their dreams, whatever that might be, whether that is sorting your own shit out so that you can attract a perfect partner, whether that is attracting more clients into your business, whether that is creating financial abundance for yourself and your family, whether that is maintaining your health and your vitality in your own body, whatever it is. One of the biggest things that I see that stands in the way of people doing that is how they manage their time and their energy. And over and over and over again, I see people put their time and their energy into other people's business. And in doing so, what they are doing is creating a vibrational frequency inside themselves, which feels like frustration and lack of control. So bear with me on this. And I know this to be true because, as always, I am my very first client. I'm always testing and measuring out, you know, what works for me, what stories am I telling myself, what do I feel as a result of that story, what action am I or am I not taking as a result of that, and therefore what's my manifestation results looking like, or what's my reality looking like is a better way to say that. I know that for a really long time, I would love to get my nose into other people's business. You know, if this person did this way, their life would be better. And I can see that. So I'm going to take my time and my energy and I'm going to invest it in trying to convince this person to do their life this way. Or my metric for happiness works for me. So my metric of happiness must work for Jane, right? So why don't I just spend lots of my time telling Jane or worrying about Jane or expecting Jane to act a certain way so that I can have my metric of happiness met. And I would do this so often that I very rarely had enough time and energy to look at my own shit. I was too busy looking at other people's shit. And it's also a really great distraction from looking at your own shit, because while I'm very busy and important and significant telling other people how to live their lives, I'm not actually doing anything in my own personal development. And so it's a great distraction tool. It's a very elegant way to kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Fob off your own shit onto somebody else. And so what I invite you to do over the next few days is just to keep asking yourself this question. Just have it in your consciousness. Have it in the forefront of your mind. You know, I say this to my clients all the time. Conscious awareness is like 90% of the journey. I made up that percentage. It's a statistic a la Emily. But, you know, the greatest part of personal development and evolution and growth and managing your mind and emotional frequencies and your spiritual connection, most of that is about having conscious awareness of previously unconscious thoughts and patterns. And so bring some conscious awareness to the feelings that you are experiencing around frustration around other people, trying to control other people, being annoyed that he's not doing it like this, worrying about whether or not she's doing this. Those feelings of frustration, those feelings of kind of like annoyance that somebody isn't taking your advice. Ask yourself, whose business am I in when I have this feeling? Am I in my own business or am I in somebody else's? And then ask yourself, if I was not in that person's business, if I stayed in my own lane, if I worried about my own shit, if I let Jane be Jane, if I let Barry be Barry, if I let Mark be Mark, if I let my mum be my mum, what energy and time would I have available to me to sort my own fucking shit out? And where is my need for significance? Where is my need for control that I think that if that person worked that way, then I could be happy? Because the moment I outsource my happiness to Barry or Mark or my mum or Jane, I am no longer in control of it. Because for me to be happy, Jane needs to say this to me in this way at this time. Or Mark needs to make this decision in his life. Or Barry needs to stick to this diet. Or my mum needs to listen to this YouTube video. And so what you're saying is, I can only be happy if you. That is a very dangerous place to be and a very quick way to be unhappy. So the moment that you begin to feel, I guess frustration is, I keep saying the word frustrations because it's the best word to use. The moment you start feeling frustration around what other people are or are not doing, the moment you realize that you are putting your energy and your time into the drama at work or into somebody else's business, just start asking yourself, what if I put that down? What if I just let that person be that person and gave myself a little bit of time and space to work out who I want to be in this? What if I put down my righteousness? What if I put down my need to be right? What if I put down the fact that my truth must trump anybody else's version of the truth? What if I took a step back from that? And instead of projecting outwards, I started gathering that time and gathering that energy and invested it inwards. What could be different in my life? And this is a skill. I don't always get it right. Full disclosure, quite often I get it wrong. I find myself without doubt speaking to friends or even clients. I'm like, oh, well, you should just be doing life like this. Just, it's so bloody obvious to me. Just do this. It's not my place. Even as a coach, it's not my place to tell my clients what to do. I facilitate a very safe space for my clients to come through their own transformational change because that is the only change that sticks. You can't just dictate to another person what you think they should do with their lives. And when we start getting frustrated that they're not doing that, well, that's just a recipe for a fucking clusterfuck, isn't it? There's no point. This also works in kind of a really well-intentioned way. I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day who works in TV, and he was saying that, because TV is basically like freelancing, and somebody had basically been almost given a gig and then had come to my friend to say, hey, have you heard whether or not this gig's been confirmed or not? And so then my friend started ringing around his friends in the industry to try and find out whether this gig was confirmed or not for this other guy. And all of a sudden, my friend just turned around and went, why am I involving myself in somebody else's business? Like, how else could I, like, it's not my responsibility to find out whether or not this guy's got a job. That's his responsibility. And as far as I'm concerned, he can call me and ask me and I can turn around and be like, mate, I haven't heard, I'm sorry. Like, it's not my responsibility to then get on my high horse or try and white knight the situation or try and, you know, be the hero and try and work out, you know, who knows what about this guy's job. That's not my right even to do that, let alone my responsibility. And even though it comes from a well-intentioned place sometimes, you know, we can catch our own behavior and sort of ask ourselves, why am I putting myself into somebody else's business here? What is that giving me? Is it giving me significance? Is it giving me righteousness? Is it giving me an excuse? Is it so that I can procrastinate my own time away in somebody else's business affairs so that I don't need to sort my own shit out? And so more and more and more, I've been asking myself this question over the last few weeks. And it's so funny how quickly I realize how much more time and space I have got in my own world, in my own mind, when I let other people get on with their business and keep the fuck out of it. It's a much nicer place to be. I feel a lot less stressed and a lot less out of control and a lot less frustrated and actually less resentful of other people as well. And that shifts my vibrational frequency into a higher one, which if you've done any work with me or if you've done any of my free courses or attended any of my events, you'll know I talk about this all the time. Your vibrational frequency will attract like vibrational frequency. So people, opportunities, circumstances and experiences that match your vibe. And so if my vibe is higher, if my vibe is lighter, if I'm walking around with less judgment, with less need for significance, less resentment, less frustration, then I'm attracting people, opportunities, experiences and circumstances that mirror that higher vibration. On top of that, I actually now have way more room in my head and way more time in my day to go about my business, creating my dreams, sorting through my stories, sitting in my self-reflection instead of projecting onto another person how they should or should not live their lives. So for me, it's really working. And I suggest or invite you rather to start thinking about whether or not you are putting yourself in other people's business and whether or not that's resourceful for you. And again, you know, this is about trying. It's about trying something out and seeing if it works for you. And if you find yourself over the next few days involving yourself less and less in business that is not your business and that's working for you, let me know about it. That's me done. That's all I had to say. Thank you all very, very, very much for watching or listening if you are catching this on the podcast. Oh, cool. So I can relate to this so much. Yeah. And it's amazing, isn't it? Like, we get so worked up about other people and about what other people are doing. And did you hear that she said this to her? Do you think she should have said that? It's not your business. Not your business. Put the drama down, man. Major belief of yours that you're working to shift. I'm assuming you're talking about it's better not to try than fail. And I cannot tell you how my life changed so dramatically when I worked out that I was living by that rule. When I worked out that I was living by that rule, because I used to apply that to everything, right? Not just podcasting, everything in my life. It's better not to try than fail. Jump out of the race before you get, you know, before you come last in it, basically, was how I used to feel about everything in life. And the moment I uncovered that story, I just began questioning it. And the moment I started questioning it, it stopped becoming my absolute truth. And the moment it stopped becoming my absolute truth, I began to see that there was potentially different truths and different stories and different thoughts that would lead to a different vibrational frequency that would lead to different action. And that was when my world really began to change. So yeah, I encourage you just to be consciously aware of the thoughts that you have and the stories that you have and how they are creating your emotional frequency and how that is having a knock-on effect to how you act and therefore what you manifest. All right, lovely people, that is me over and out. Thank you very much, and I'll catch you soon. If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel, not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know,
you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychadbourne.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.